الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. The beginning of the Supara, Allah says those are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, those great, great men of Allah Ta'ala, giants in every field. And them all, they have got great, great position by Allah. And they are those, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. We have given virtues and superiority to some of them over the others. Some of them over the others, the great mufassireen of the ummah, are all unanimous that this refers to Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah gave him the greatest virtue over all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. On the occasion of Mi'raj in Baytul Muqaddas, when all the Anbiya were present, in which of course are all the Rasuls also, then when the safs were made for namaz, now who was going to be the imam? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made a sign to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you go forward and you make the imamat. That shows clearly the greatest virtue over all the Anbiya alayhi salam, including Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the most greatest of all, the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All Anbiya were given special virtues and superiority. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in all those individual virtues and superiority of the Anbiya, he surpasses them also. Where Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam's beauty, handsomeness is proverbial, that the great beauty of Hazrat Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's handsomeness was even more greater. It is not proverbial, it is not spoken about, because like a man who especially has a beautiful wife, then he takes more care to keep her in parda that nobody else sees her. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah put a spiritual veil over him that the other people could not see his great beauty. Allah loved him so much and kept that beauty exclusive for himself. But those who saw it, they were such that they looked at Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on the 14th full moon night. And they looked at Nabi Ali Salam, they looked at the moon, and they were deciding who is more beautiful. And then they came to the conclusion that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's handsomeness is even more. Where Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam was Kalimullah, which no other Nabi was. And that was a great virtue. Allah Ta'ala made Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam hear Allah's speech directly and see Allah Ta'ala on the night of Mi'raj, where Jibreel Ali Salam also could not reach. Nabi Ali Salatu reached there and he saw Allah Ta'ala and he saw Allah more greater with the eyes of the heart, which is more superior than the eyes of the head. And Allah Ta'ala spoke directly to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam without Jibreel conveying the message. So the virtues of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is above all. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was the Imam and Khatib of all the Anbiya, where Dawood Ali Salatu Wasalam's speech is known to be so great, but the Imamul Khutaba, the Imam of all the best lecturers of the world, is Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be that Nabi that will may intercede for all the ummahs. For his own ummah also, and the shafa'at will only start on the day of Qiyamah with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the khatam, the seal, and akhir, the final of all the Nabi. He put the seal to Nabuwat, and no Nabi can come after him in any way whatsoever. He was the Nabi who is Abdul wa Akmal. He was given the title that he is the most superior and he is the most perfect. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's virtue, aapki shariat sabse jami'ah. The Shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most comprehensive Shariat. Musa alayhi salam did not have any Shariat like that. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam hardly had a Shariat as such. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam Shariat is the most comprehensive, perfect. Aapke muajizat sabse ziyada. The miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are the most, more than any and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam put together. Great, great mu'ajizat, miracles Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is that Nabi that Allah ta'ala made him a Nabi that was sent to man and jinn, to all men and jinn also. Jinn also accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they went and they spread Islam to their people also. Sami'na Qur'anan ajaba yahdi ila rushd fa'amanna bih. That they say, we heard this beautiful, fascinating Qur'an Sharif. We have brought iman on it. And they went to their people and they told them, we have heard this beautiful Qur'an. You people also bring iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is that Nabi whose followers will be the most of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and their followers, those who believed in them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's followers will be the most. The ninth, that sabse pehle ma'apni ummat ke saath pul sirat se guzarenge. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first with his ummat to cross over pul sirat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be making dua for them. Rabbi sallim, sallim. Oh Allah, let each of my ummati cross over safely. With Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's intercession, what have we really got to worry? When he will be interceding for us, we must only make sure that we are in his ummat, that we don't come into any other type of deen, whether it is the fiqh al-aqalliyat, or whether it is the interfaith business and the Abrahamic accord, anything else, let us be in the deen and in the millat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, together with his ummat, will be the first to enter Jannah. The first Nabi that will enter, first person that will enter, Jannah. Jannah will be open only when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come, the doors of Jannah will be open. He will enter and his ummat will enter. After that, he came last and his ummat is the last ummat. But they will be the first to enter Jannah. So great, great virtues Allah Ta'ala had given our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we all should appreciate, that without our choosing, not our choice, we did not even ever think of it. Allah made us in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the greatest ni'mat, and we should really appreciate it, and we should live up to that, how Allah Ta'ala has made us the ummat of the greatest Nabi. So, tilka rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Those are the great anbiya, great, great virtues. Every Nabi has got great, great superiority and position. And of all of them, the greatest, our Nabi Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest. And when he is the greatest of the anbiya, his ummah, we are the greatest of all the other anbiya. Let us live up to that, appreciate, make shukr, and let us live according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.